Hey, everybody, and welcome back. We are your favorite podcast sisters, Joy
and Liz,
with Sister Chats Pod Refined. All right. So, yes. What's up,
girl? Listen, I'm not even going to hold you. I am exhausted.
Yeah.
I am exhausted today. Yeah. I was exhausted yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really hoping tomorrow that I'm not exhausted.
Not as tired. So let's just get into this. We had like a little impromptu trip to LA for about almost five days ish.
Yeah.
And so, but it was not just an LA mommy trip. It was not a girl's trip. It was a family trip.
Family.
So there's a difference between, whole thing. And so we're going to talk about
just
that today.
Just getting to the airport with nine people. Getting nine people through the airport was like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's normally seven when I travel with my family. So it's like, you know, it wasn't too much more. And we had a little bit more help, but my little ones, they was littling.
The little ones was littling. They were cute while they were littling, but they was littling.
Yes, they were.
And it's different. I mean, because obviously my children are teens.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, I'll be like, yo, let's go. Like, we rolling. I felt like I was rolling with me, Mike, and two adults.
Yeah.
And but then we had our littles with us, and that was cool.
Yeah.
If that's a word.
I love traveling with my family, so I do not, you know, I don't regret anything, but it's a vacation, and then you need a vacation.
Right. And a couple of times we mentioned on the trip, we're like, okay, so the adult trip is coming up, because you need that time. And so like what we were talking about today is just like, taking that time intentionally and unapologetically taking the time to recoup, relax, vacation,
renew
all the rees. And doing that unapologetically as a mom, how you balance in like you with all your responsibilities.
Very
important.
It's definitely important. It's something I'm actually still getting a hold on because as my children grow, they grow to different stages. So it's like, you know, I'm a changing mom. I'm a changing type of mom because of the levels that they're going through. So it's like trying to get that balance with them and then making sure I'm still balanced with me. Whew.
Yeah.
I'm still getting it. I ain't gonna front.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. What's one thing? I mean, if you could hone in on one thing in 2024, what are you trying to do to like make sure that you hit the mark with that?
I guess it would be just renewing my mind every day.
That's good.
Renewing my mind every day for the task ahead. So not trying to, you know, do what I have to do tomorrow today, but renewing my mind and knowing that I am completely capable of getting the day's work done without trying to get the week's worth done. Because I can be at times an overthinker because I'm a planner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying don't plan, but what I'm saying is, in my plans, I've begun to actually do my plan before my plan actually hits. And so it's like, you understand what I'm saying? Kind of.
Yeah.
So like, if I have something to do on Friday, I have marked my entire day of what I'm going to do, how I'm going to feel after I do each thing.
Mm.
So I'm already like mentally, emotionally like invested in there. And I haven't even done it yet. Like it's straight off of thoughts.
I guess it's just taking it one day at a time. Like
you're trying to take
it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes that's difficult because, and I would think that it might be difficult for you because you are a mom of younger children that it is not just you. And so like, you're kind of trying to think of all the factors all at once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, how everything's going to play out before it even plays out and all of that. It's a little bit, it's different from like thinking of the end before you begin, you know, which we like to start that. But like, how much drama are you putting within that? Like, okay, hold on now. You know what I mean? Like, let's not think of all the.
Because it's everybody's schedule. It's not just your schedule.
Exactly.
Like, I know my schedule. I'm like, okay, I got to get up at 5. I have to make sure I have their lunches packed the night before.
Yeah.
And then I have to make sure I'm doing this and I have to write their notes and I have to make sure he has his things for school. And it's like, you know, almost like I'm trying to give a little bit more responsibility to my littles so they make sure they're doing their task and I'm not doing all of their tasks for them.
Yeah.
Because I believe, you know, as they grow, they need to know how to do it for themselves. I don't want them, you know, one day, you know, getting married and then expecting their wife to do everything for them because their mother did everything for them.
We talked about that this weekend. I was like, it's very important. I don't know what age I was when my kids were, when I really needed them to see that mommy is a person too, just like you. Mm-hmm. And I need to rest. Mm-hmm. I need to, you know, recharge. Yeah. I need time away. Like, I need to have a quiet time. Yeah. I also need time if I'm not feeling well. I need to let you know that I'm not feeling well. Just like when you don't feel well and you want to be in the bed, I'm not going to be trying to run around and do 1,000 things for you because I don't want you to have an unrealistic expectation of the people in your life.
Yeah.
You know, your husband, your wife, mainly like my son with his wife and like, and then my daughter being a future, I'm thinking wife and mother, like, I don't want her to be like, well, my mom, like, she was just going. So I got this expectation of myself where I'm just going to go. And then my son is like, my mom, we didn't even know she never got sick. Yeah. Like, no, it's not that I never got sick. You know what I mean? They just mom just never showed you. Yeah. And so now your wife over here, you thinking she's lazy because she wants to sit her tail down somewhere. Right.
And I mean, I think in perspective, I think there's a way that we try to, you know, shelter the kids from like maybe our emotions and things we go through. Because I had to laugh, like I am definitely not like a crier, but I become a crier as I go throughout.
You get real wimpy and as so a mom.
I get a little mommy moment. So I had a mommy moment a couple of weeks ago, and Levi, who is 8, mm-hmm. my son, he walked into the room and he said, "Are you crying?" And I was like, you know, I didn't say anything because I didn't want them because they're, you know, they really want to make sure I'm good. So I'm like, I didn't say anything. And then he looked at me again. He like got underneath my face. He's like, "Are you crying?" And then he started laughing. Okay.
Oh,
God. He started laughing. I was like, oh, I'm just trying to. Just give me a second. Like, I was trying to get my moment. You know, I don't know if any other moms have that, like, shower moment where you just get in the shower. Well, that day I was being super dramatic. And I was like, I was just tired. And it's like life is going so amazing, but, like, making sure that you take care of yourself.
Yes.
It's so key because it's like, at you know, you put yourself on the back burner and you don't think you're really doing that until you're like, dude, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like, I'm exhausted. Yeah.
Or I've done everything for everybody else.
And when I was in that shower, I was like, cleanse me. I'm tired.
You had a moment. You literally had like a moment like of just release.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we don't release as much as we should. No. You know? And so you do, then you get those.
Yeah, and
I get a car moment. I get a car yell. You know what I mean? Like driving down, like just driving on like, you know, people are probably like, is she screaming? Like, I might be, and it's okay. I just need to release a little bit.
And however that looks, because like looks for like. Me, I still be trying to be cute with myself. Like, you know, if I'm trying to release and I'm just like, okay, boop, boop. And I've been like,
you doing an ugly cry?
Oh, ugly. Yeah. Just like I said, put your arms up, girl. Just slide down.
Slide down the wall.
Just slide down the wall. Oh, I did. But then I realized that my locks were about to get wet, so I got up.
Like, we're about to have a bigger issue.
Like, I don't want to have to dry my hair for 3 days, but like at all. But it was crazy because I'm like, my kids really probably have never seen me cry. Okay. And it's not because I've been trying to hold, like, be strong, but like, I guess that release moment where you don't know, you're like kind of maybe pinting up some things in there. It's something,
But the thing is, I think what you need to think about is like you're crying out in different ways. They might not see tears fall, but they see you crying. And the thing is, it's like, okay, so if you see me crying, by the way, I have zero tolerance for you, and you like drop a pencil on the floor and I'm like, get it! No, that's a cry. You know what I mean? I know you don't. I'm just saying in general.
Wait a minute.
You know, or if you're just, if they know, kids can know when you're short-fused. Yeah. That's a way of crying.
Yeah.
When you get quiet or you just feel like, listen, I don't have any time, like I can't do this with y'all right now.
Yeah.
it's a form of crying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, that's why I believe we were given like the ability to just really release that way and allow those tears to fall so that you can let that happen. But you think about it, even with men, like they're told like, be strong. Men don't cry. Boys don't cry. You know what I mean? They get all this pent up, but you're still going to cry.
Yeah.
Regardless, you're still going to cry out.
Some way.
You're going to cry out in some way, you know, and whether that's in anger and whether that's like, you know, your just temper is bad or however that looks, you crying, sir. Yeah.
Because
you're
it's crying, like a, it's like the frustration. So taking care of yourself, like, and making sure that you're not mentally, spiritually, physically, just internally health, just frustrated.
Right.
It's really important to make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Exactly. And I think knowing ultimately where your help comes from, I think we put too much pressure on ourselves that everything has to come ultimately. Like, I got to do it. Yeah, you have a huge part in making sure it happens.
Yeah.
But I realize where my help comes from, and I allow that help to help me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't try to take the reins. Mm-hmm. I don't try to do that because I lived so long trying to do that, just being like, I got this. I need my help.
Yeah.
You know, and so I try to show that to my children as well, to know that, like, this is what you need to do if you're in this situation, if you're feeling like that, because it's necessary. It's necessary as they navigate their future that we are showing them a really beautiful way of just, like, living it out. Yeah. Not imperfect in a sense of, like, you know, how we have deemed what perfection is.
Yeah.
Not talking about that. We're talking about hitting the mark. Making sure that we're on target, like with everything, you know, which looks different for different people.
Yeah.
So give yourself a minute. I know, like, we're recouping from this LA, this LA trip.
But I'm giving myself a minute. I said, I don't know, when my husband get back in town, I'm gonna lay down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lay down
and
just kind of recoup and get myself in a place where I'm in a better headspace for just me, so that I'm not, you know, feeling overwhelmed by the future. Like, I don't want to feel overwhelmed about the future. Like, I don't want to do that. And, you know, that it's easier, I believe, said than done.
Right.
But I believe you can flip that too. Because, like, just like doing it is just the act of faith that I'm like, I can do it. The act of faith. And so just activating that is
every day.
Yeah.
We started this by saying you're like renewing your mind like every single day.
Yep.
And taking like any thoughts that are outside of what we know is what has been promised for us, you know what I mean? Taking those thoughts captive, every single thought captive, and being like, okay, what do I do with this? Does this need to stay or this needs to go?
It needs to go. Yeah. For me, anything that's not good, it's not God, and that's who I'm following.
Yeah.
So I have to take those thoughts captive and say, you know what? This might look like this on this side, but what do I know?
What do I know?
What do I know? Mm-hmm. What has God given me in my life to show proof that, girl, I got this.
Yes.
And go ahead and give it to me. Because really, you know, and I was reading something like last night, and it was basically saying, you know, God is, you know, a gentleman. He's not about to just impose himself on you. So it's like, if I keep it in my hand, he's not going to be like, open your hand.
Yeah.
Like, I have to release what I believe I can control.
Right.
And I have to give that to him and give him the controls and allow him to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So
and that's
a very personal thing. So that's personal for me.
Yeah. But that's control. You know what I'm saying? That's you taking control of what is in your hand and allowing and saying, like, I am giving permission. I'm giving this up. You know, that's an action that a lot of people don't take.
Yeah.
But we need it. We need to. And it is personal. You know, it might not be like that for everybody. But as for me, like,
as for me,
yes, in my house, meaning like what I've been given, my territory, my body, like, and myself, it's very important, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
To do that daily. I love it. I was talking to my husband this morning, and we're just saying, like, how we have to be more so confirming of what we know than any type of fear. You know what I mean? And sometimes as we go throughout life and we're trying to see the end before the beginning, and we're trying to navigate being a parent and a wife, you know, a parent, a wife, a friend, a sister, all of that, that it's important that you are being more so confirming of what you know, as opposed to like anything that you fear. Like, so that's where the anxiety comes in of like, what's going to happen in the future and what is this going to be like? Yeah. It's like, no, I need to just confirm that I know that everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be good. And if it's not good, it's not God. And, and move from anything outside of that.
Yeah. Because anxiety is meant to be crippling.
Absolutely.
And if it can cripple you where you're at, you literally cannot move. Yes. Like, I've been in a position where it's like, okay, I can't move. And that is not freedom. No. That is not freedom in, you know, what God has given us and the ability to actually use the power that we have, like, and the sound mind that we have and the, you know, love. Yeah. You can't do any of that out of fear.
No.
So it's like letting go of that thing that's trying to get in your mind, that mental headspace is trying to tell you that, okay, this is what this is. Oh, you've seen this happen. Oh, this is the, and honestly, taking in what we see on social media, what we see on the news, you know, our gates are taking in so much physically. Right. Our, you know, we have our hands on something, we're looking at something, our ears are open to something. It's like, it's literally telling your story before you're able to tell it yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's because of all the things that you've seen. So I've been very, very careful lately with not just listening to just anything and not just listening to everything, because it's like, as I know I have the power to protect, I also know that very thing is trying to be like, oh, nope.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought, or something like that. Like, and I'm not, you cannot give into that. And I hope that we're helping somebody today, because, you know, as I'm going through some of the stuff we're actually talking about, like, I'm walking it, I'm going through it, I'm journeying, I'm going through this journey, but I know on the other side, it's triumph.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That's what, you know, I'm looking at. I'm not looking at, you know, the little things that may be on the side of me or, you know, even on top. Like, I'm looking at the very thing, and that's straight ahead for triumph. So it's like, you know, breaking out of that mental jailhouse and making sure that, you know, you, like you just said, you know what you know, what you know on how you know it. And it's very personal. Like, I can't tell you what you know, but, you know, make it personal for yourself and make sure that the outcome that you want and the good outcome is what you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's really good. And just knowing that, like, you're already triumphant. Like, and I think both of us, like, we're going through things individually where if I stopped right here and if I looked around, you know, with my natural eyes, then I could be very discouraged. But I have been so intentional lately of just really remembering the vision, remembering what I was shown, and that is actually what is.
Yeah.
As opposed to what I am in, you know, or what some of the things that I see around me currently.
Yeah.
I had a talk with my kids just the other day. I'm like, you know, you have got to, beyond what you see, you have to know what you see. You know what I mean? So it's like sight beyond eyesight, but sight into vision.
Yeah.
And that vision, everything there in that vision, I see as triumphant. I see as victorious. I see as abundance. I see as just an overflow of every good and pleasing and perfect thing that God has for us.
Yeah.
And so that's why you have to protect your what you're taking in daily.
Yeah.
And even more so, it's not going the influence of social media and what we're able to see on a daily basis, that's not going to diminish.
Mm-mm. No, that we were just talking about that in the car.
It's not going to diminish. It's going to be.
I said, we've seen a lot of like death lately. I was like, but, you know, and not to be insensitive to anything, but, you know, people have been dying for a long time. Because social media and, you know, it's so readily available, all the news is so available. It puts, you know, just look at your timeline. See what you're digesting. Like, sometimes I'll look on my timeline, I'll be like, why am I seeing this?
Yeah.
But it's from something I watched previously. And they're like, well, maybe she's still interested in this because, you know, she watched this. And I'm like, this ain't got nothing to do with me. Yeah. Like, what am I watching? Yeah. Like, what am I digesting in my life? Like, sometimes if I watch something, I'll go to sleep and I'll dream something very similar to what I watched, or even on my timeline, the people that I've seen on my timeline, they'll be in my dream. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you know,
it's feeding you.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, if anybody who has any sense and they cook, right, and you realize that your family likes something, right? So I know my family loves macaroni and cheese. My kids love. So I'm going to give you more macaroni and cheese if that's what you like. And so that's the same thing that our social media, our phones do. Like, what are you eating? Yeah. Oh, this is what she likes to eat. This is what I'm going to feed her. And the more I feed, the more I take it in, I'm digesting exactly what they're giving me. Yeah. And so I can only produce out of me what I have put inside. You know what I mean? So I'm manifesting the things that I'm seeing. So that's why when I dream or when I'm thinking or when I come up with a situation that I saw on social media or I have, you know, that situation comes up in my own life, then that is the outcome I'm looking to have.
As
opposed to maybe what was planned for me, what was, you know. So being mindful of what you feed yourself is important. And like I said, it's going to be even more pertinent and important to guard yourself in as we continue to grow in this future than ever before, which goes to back to self, it's self-control.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, I'm telling you, like, God aligned this thing so beautifully. He's like, I'm telling you what you need. Why you don't think you might not need it right now?
You definitely
self-control
do.
Is going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's huge now, but it's going to be really huge. You're going to have to have some self-control. Put the phone down.
Yes.
Mind yourself, because you've got a family to raise, sis. You've got a husband to be a wife to.
Yeah.
You've got to be a friend. You've got to be a sister. You know, same way on the guy side. You have a job. Yeah. You have a responsibility to yourself first, but then to those who you've been charged with. So,
yeah,
it's important.
Definitely. Time out. My mic is... Okay, so this was good. I mean... We got into a little bit of it. We got into a little bit of, you know, personally where we're at and, you know, the things that we're looking to be able to grow and just basically just be more self-aware of where we're at, you know, at this point in our lives so that we can be our better self, you know, as we grow. And we just hope you guys got something from it. We hope you guys, you know, tapped in with us. Guys, go ahead and comment and subscribe, like, whatever, however you're seeing this. Go ahead and tell us how you feel about this. Give us some feedback. And honestly, put into the comments what you would like for us to talk about so that we can, you know, have some real conversations about some of the topics that you guys like.
Absolutely. Yep. As always, follow us on social media at Sister Chats Pod. And we love it. I just love seeing people like interact. I'm like, we're doing this. Yes. We're doing this. This is real. Yeah. We love it. And love you guys. And we hope that we definitely, if we haven't already, become your favorite podcast sisters.
All right.